last 2 days of practice, have you liked the energy and the way this team's responding?
Yes. Yesterday was it was a solid day, but today was better. It was a full speed, full padded practice, so I was impressed today.
TJ, is he just getting a break, or as a response to the hammy, or why was TJ limited?
He's still nursing a hamstring, you know. So yesterday was his first day back, and we're taking it slow with TJ. You know, obviously, week one's important, and that's the goal for TJ.
When you get past this game,
sure.
How many, you're closing in on decisions, the fourth game, can that mean something to the number of players?
Well, it depends. It depends on who and, you know, what position. But hopefully after this game, our starters are pretty set. That's the goal.
So you would like Sunday to sort of decide on an offensive line?
Absolutely. After this ball game, hopefully we have everything set as far as our starters on both sides of the ball.
What have you seen that you've liked out of Max and Allen battling each other so far?
Well, Max has played very well the last couple weeks, you know, and Max's pass pro has improved an awful lot. Barbara was new to our system, so it took him a while to kind of, you know, figure out what we're doing as far as our calls. But, you know, for about 2 weeks now, he's been very solid. So both guys are playing well. It's gonna be tight.
Do you feel like with Max, that competition maybe gave him a little kick in the butt, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, that's just players, you know. Anytime they're competing, it makes them better. So, you know, that's what we want at all positions. We want competition to make guys better.
You're about the anthem protests mm-hmm. that are building up a little bit in the NFL. Have you talked to any of your players, or what's your stand on that?
I have not spoken to our team about it. You know, in my opinion, it's a personal preference. You know, I believe in the anthem, and it's a special on game day to stand. You know, so that's me personally. But our players, they're grown men. You know, and I respect the fact they have the freedom to protest. You know, I should say. But you know, right now I'm focused on football. You know, so it hadn't been a problem for our football team, and moving forward, if it comes up, we'll discuss it. But right now, it hadn't come up. No, I mean it's the third game. It's a football game, you know. So for me, it's not about me. It's about the Broncos. So not really.
Vance, are you going to be enlisting any of your veterans the next time you get a haircut? And what did you think of the rookies?
It's a fun deal, you know. It's a rookie deal. So it's bad. Had some bad haircuts there, so it's embarrassing. Some of those haircuts are embarrassing, but I get it. It's a rookie deal, and it's all in fun.
Could you talk about your approach to pads? Because we've seen this team in full pads more than we've seen them in a long time.
Right. Well, it was training camp, you know, and, you know, you have to put on pads to play football. You know, and running the football, stopping the run, that's done in pads. So to build our mindset, you know, it takes pads to do that. So obviously during the season, it's league rules.
Yeah.
You wear pads once a week, so, you know, we'll follow that. But right now, it's still kind of training camp. You know, so the more we can put on pads, we are.
You're still planning on doing it once a week during the year, the full pads?
Absolutely. Probably on Thursdays for us. That'll be our padded day. Yes.
What have the extra reps with the pads done for Justin and Will with TJ down the last couple of weeks?
It's been great for those two young guys. You know, obviously they've both got bright futures. They're both good football players, and if we play tomorrow and they were the starters, I would be fine with that.
Coach, what do you need to see from Jamal Charles on Saturday?
That's a good question. Just Jamal being Jamal, you know, obviously it's a big day for him, and he's excited. I'm excited for him, and he'll play well.
Does he have to recover too? Is that part of it? So how he feels Sunday to get an idea of where his body is, or is it more big? What you see in the game?
That's a bad question for a coach, Troy. That's a doctor's question. I'm a football coach. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the recovery process, we'll see. You know, we don't know right now, but we'll see. We'll see Sunday.
You guys let go of Bernard practice, Pierce. It looks like, right?
As far as.
It sounds like you've seen practice from Santa Clara even here this week. You started to see the needle move with him, it sounds like, or it seems like you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked explosive for about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks now. So that hadn't changed, you know. So as far as the needle moving, I guess, you know, but he looks explosive right now, so hopefully he plays well Saturday.
You guys let go of Bernard Pearson, you picked up Stanley, boom, mm-hmm. Williams. What would you expect from him at this point, Cam?
Nothing. He's been here for one day. You know, he kind of had some flight issues yesterday, so he missed the entire day, but right now, nothing. Hopefully next week in Arizona, he can get a chance to show his stuff there, but nothing right now.
Other than Vaughn, though, I know you're always worried about keeping players healthy. Other than Vaughn, are there some veterans that you have to balance how much you're going to play them as opposed to trying to keep them safe?
Absolutely, and we have done that. You know, we've played our starters, you know, very few snaps. The first game, I mean, it was 3 on defense, and the second game, I think it was for one quarter. So absolutely, you know, Vaughn obviously is, you know, one of our better players, so we want to protect Vaughn, but, you know, we've got, you know, 10 to 12 guys that needs protection, you know, from injury and during preseason.
Will he play this week?
Either? Vaughn, yes. Vaughn's going to play this week.
What, a couple series? Or you know,
I'm not sure.
We only had Emmanuel was in the accident yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you just have the trainers check him out?
And, yeah, I mean, he was checked out. He was fine. He had a small headache, and he practiced.
No.
He's fine. He's totally fine.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.